You're listening to the Live Free Now podcast, bringing you the news, views, tips, and tools you can use to live a free, prosperous, and healthy life. Find us online at livefreenow.show. And now your host, John Bush. Hey, what's up, friends? John Bush here with the Live Free Now Show podcast, bringing you the news, views, tips, and tools you can use to live a free, prosperous, and healthy life. Today's podcast, I'm going to be sharing an interview that I did with Curtis Stone, the off-grid farmer. Good friend of mine. We've done all sorts of projects together in the past, and really excited to share this interview with you. Now, I recorded the interview at Confluence. This was an event that was hosted by Alex Zek and crew. It was a really potent event. It was out at Molly Englehart's Sovereignty Ranch. If you heard the last podcast, you'll be familiar with her work. We got to talk about law. We got to talk about regenerative agriculture. Now, this is going to be one of a few short interviews that I did while there. So we're just going to drop them, roll them out over the next few days as podcasts. So I hope you like this short form. And then coming up next week, we'll get back with the regular scheduled program that we're doing live now, 11 a.m. Central, the Live Free Now show. Okay, without further ado, here is the interview I did with Curtis Stone at Confluence. What's up, y'all? John Bush here with one of the only Curtis Stone, and we're here at Confluence. Just wanted to catch up with him and see what's going on in his world. How are you, Curtis?
Super.
Yeah?
Unbelievable. Just came through a total solar eclipse.
Yeah.
That was unreal.
So what did it mean to you? What did you experience during the eclipse?
Well, I experienced a lot of things today, maybe more than we have time for, but there was just a lot of energy moving through, man, and it was impossible not to feel it. And my dad died 2 years ago today too. So there was, I don't know, there was something powerful about today in general. So, but yeah, what an experience. My goodness. I feel renewed.
Yeah.
I feel great. Stoked.
Yeah. And Alex Zek organized this event. He just gathered one hell of a tribe, and you know, your vibe attracts your tribe. He's a cool dude.
Very cool.
One thing. All right. I want to spend a good chunk of our little time here we have together talking about this whole law thing. Cause
totally.
You're passionate about it. You've been doing it for a while. You've been doing it, not just like filing some paperwork, but you're actually having real world sovereignty effects. Uh-huh. So when did you get into this whole law concept? What does the law mean to you? And let's just dive
right. Okay, well, it's been a long journey. My red pill journey started 21 years ago with my dad telling me about the Federal Reserve, and then it wasn't until about in 2014 that I really started understanding the straw man and all this stuff in the law, the United States corporation, Canada's corporation, all this kind of stuff. But I kind of got pulled into it because the state would come after me for things. And I had to figure out, just like a farmer, just like, I'm not a warrior, but I'll pick up the sword and shield. If I have to go to battle to defend my property or defend my rights,
yeah,
I'll do that. So I've been pulled into a number of things, and I've always figured it out. You know, I'm not trying to do what some guys are trying to do. Some guys are trying to break ground on proving things in the state, or they're trying to cash in the securities or stuff like that. I'm just coming out from position of defense. The state wants
to be left alone.
Yeah, just leave me alone. Just want to fucking build my house and grow food and raise my family, you know? And that's what I want to do. And so that's kind of been my calling into it. It's led me in so many different places and traveled a lot for it to learn this stuff. I've been doing this stuff almost as long as I've been farming. And now I'm just starting to kind of talk about it a little more because, you know, kind of COVID pulled it out of me. Just like how when a bureaucrat shows up, it's like, I don't want to go to war, but if you want to go to war, I'll go to war.
Let's go.
You know, so that's kind of, yeah, there's a lot of more things we can explore with that, but that's kind of in a nutshell when it started for me and kind of the reason I do it. And
So there's a whole variety of areas that the government assumes authority over us, our actions, our property, our money. What would you say for the audience, what's like a practical thing that you've accomplished where you've effectively been left alone or pushed them back? What's something super practical that folks can wrap their head around?
Well, one thing I would say, you know, even then just say, save telling a story. Because I tell you a story about the law, you know, you're not really going to, might not mean much to you, especially as, where's the proof, right? We're just sitting here having a talk. But I would say the fundamental thing people should get their head around is that the state is completely a dog and pony show, and all their words, it's all trickery and obfuscation. But at the end of the day, everything is a contract. everything, every time you get a letter from the state, no matter what it is, it's an offer. It's an offer to commerce. It's an offer to do something. And for them, they spin it as this is an offer to provide you a service and you take a benefit. But you sign off and you endorse it. You monetize it in some ways, but you accept their jurisdiction. And so
voluntarily, if you're on
voluntarily, and it is, and that the whole system works that way. Like the maxims of equity, which are sort of the foundational principles of Western law, and they're implemented and they're used as guides for the courts and the statutes as they're written. You know, one of those maxims is equity will not aid a volunteer. And so it means that if you did the thing, and I'm not talking about social justice equity, folks, I'm talking about the maxims of equity in Roman civil law that came out of Roman civil law.
What can you just define it though? Because equity in a company or what is that?
No, yeah, it was
a share,
but that's in a way that's where the words connect, is because it is the real root of Western law. And if you get your head around them, you Google a book called The Maxims of Equity, and there's hundreds of these things, but you can even just go on Google and type in 20 maxims of equity, and we don't have time to go through them all. But these are principles. They're almost like the 10 commandments, if you will, of how the law is constructed. But they're the backbone. And if you understand that, you can find remedy in things. But the New World Order use equity to save themselves from liability. So there's another one that says, he who seeks equity must do equity. Or another one that says, he who seeks equity must come forth and clean with clean hands, meaning that if you do the thing, if you're not doing the thing, like Bill Gates isn't sticking a needle into your arm, he's got layers of corporations and trusts that keep him away from liability. And that's what these guys do, is they enshroud themselves with liability shields using equity. And so if we can understand equity, we can understand the tools of how they operate, and we can use those tools ourselves. And they're essentially they're guiding principles. And so they tell us how statutes are written, and in them often will lead you to remedies in the law. Because if you understand that, and here's another maxim of equity, no man shall suffer wrong without a remedy. And what that means is that in statute law, it means there has to be remedy. And the reason for that is because there's God's law, which is the Bible. In the Western world, it's embodied in the Bible, the word of God, the epitome and the encapsulation of free truth or a free will. And free will must always be available. And so the Bar Association, the Western law system, has come along and said, let's create color of law. So we have law here, which is the word of God. It's undisputable. Everybody understands it and knows it. And it's quite simple. But then they came in and created an inversion of that, which is sort of an evil doppelganger of it, called statute law. And they say it's the color of law or the likeness of law, but it's not the law. And so it's a trick. And it's a trick to get you inundated with paperwork and overwhelmed with obfuscation and BS and things that, once you understand the fundamentals, you can be like Neo in the Matrix with it. And I'm not saying that, I'm saying a lot with very little here. The devil's in the details. And that's another way of looking at it, is that God is in the fundamentals of law, but the devil's in the details. So the devil is in the statute law system. The devil exists. Like the Devil's Advocate. Remember that movie with Keanu Reeves and was it Al Pacino? Yeah.
That was an awesome movie.
Great movie. And a great analogy for what the system is. The devil is really a bunch of lawyers. I mean, the devil's the devil, but he's got a lot of demons in his army, and some of the main ones are lawyers. Not that lawyers are all bad, I'm not saying that, but the system of the statute law system is created as an inversion of the Bible. It is the devil system. God created the world, the devil has the run of the world. And so if you don't want to be ruled by rulers, you need to learn the rules. So learn the devil's rules. That's the maxims of equity. Start understanding commerce. Start understanding that everything is a contract. Everything is a negotiation. And you have to have full disclosure. But people just think that anything the government sends at them is absolute truth, and therefore you shouldn't even ask any questions. But that's just not the case. You should ask questions. You can't get in trouble for sending a letter and asking some questions.
What role do you think fear plays in holding people back
and
keeping people compliant?
It's all fear. It's built on a foundation of fear. That's the primary thing. Even think about the way a court is structured, with the judge stepped up higher than you, right? It's this big authoritative thing with black cloak.
And you better stand your ass up when he walks in.
It's a big show, and it's the emperor has no clothes. It's the allegories of the Wizard of Oz, the man behind the curtain, and then
Cheech and Chong, when Chong walks up and takes a drink of her water, and it's vodka. I don't know if you've seen that one. It's the judge is drinking vodka, thinking it's water.
Yeah. Thought it would have been bong water or something. It's Cheech and Chong. But But yeah, no, that's it. It's just a joke. And but it is the game. And I don't want that to be. I'd love to have a system of natural law, maybe, or we find some way of creating a voluntarist society, maybe in pockets.
Well, we have it here.
No,
it's a temporary thing, but yeah. There's a lot of people coming together to build it in permanence. Yeah. We're here at Molly Englehart's Confluence anyway. All right, cool. So obviously you got all the off-grid stuff up in Canada. Where can people go to follow you? You're on,
follow me
you
on
Rumble and all.
Yeah, I got, yeah, if you go Rumble, Odyssey, or YouTube and just search Off-Grid with Curtis Stone, you'll find me there. On Telegram, I'm t.me/shtffarmer. On X, I'm at Off-Grid Stone. And of course, freedomfarmers.com is where I make all of our wonderful courses and have a homestead accelerator program in there that can get you on the land real quick. We review active real estate listings that are good for homesteading. We look at the 11 scales of permanence and we analyze the properties on the property, not just the house, the whole thing. Where's the water? Where's the soil? What's there for vegetation and wildlife? What's around you? Where are the threats? And so people can go to freedomfarmers.com, check that out.
Cool. You're doing a lot of X spaces and stuff. How you like?
Yeah, we're doing an X space tonight.
Yeah.
I think the excitement of X, because I took years off social media and went back onto it in June. I was kind of excited about it. I think it's another thing that they can flip throttle on or off, and I'm willing to use it in the meantime. But we're doing a space tonight at 5 p.m. Central. We're doing Talking Law with Brandon Joe Williams and Andrew Kaufman and Alex Zek and myself, doing a little panel. So that'll be kind of fun.
All right. I already retweeted it, or I will again. This will probably post after that, but I'll link it there in the show notes.
Right on, brother.
All right, cool. All right, thanks, Curtis.
Yeah.
Peace.